From the Roundabout Studios in the Motor City, I'm producer Ben Sanders.
From exactly where I was last week, I'm Michelle Naranjo.
Also from said Roundabout Studio in the Motor City, I'm Stephen J. Ewing.
Passing through the seven levels of the Candy Cane Forest, I'm Jeffrey Ross.
No way in hell I can ever top that. I'm Eric Tritko.
From the White City, I'm Colin Bird.
And I'm your host, Craig Cole. This is Roundabout.
Welcome to Roundabout, episode 65, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Although, admittedly, it does seem like it's more frequent than weekly.
Yeah.
Every year, like a soothsayer, we try to divine the future of the automotive universe. We search the interwebs high and low for trends and other indicators that can point us to the truth. Along the way, we'll read some tea leaves, consult the bones, and gaze into our crystal balls. If not the answers we're looking for, then we may uncover a cohesive, zen-like theme and a lineup of stories that mesh perfectly with it. If not, we'll give up and have Ben do the rest of the work. So welcome to Roundabout. As we just mentioned, episode number 65, 65th installment. We're chugging right along here.
And I think we have to say, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everybody!
Happy 2011! Woo!
Woo! 2011.
Should have brought one of those party popper string things, a little pyrotechnic device, you know.
There, we'll just bring Eric wherever we go.
Happy 2011, everyone.
Yay!
So,
Michelle Naranjo, Miss Motormouth, thank you for joining us, sweetheart. We're glad you could make it.
Sweetheart.
I'm pulling what's her name, Jessica Gottlieb here.
What do I have to do to get you into this podcast today, sweetheart?
Are you Larry King there, Ben?
Yes.
Where are your suspenders?
Someone had to step up now that he's retired.
Glad you can make it, Michelle. Did Henry make it off to France okay this week?
This one's about predictions, right?
I'm not certain what that has to do with Henry.
She's going
to
predict whether.
But Henry should have. Last we met, Henry was getting her flights changed around.
Well, maybe it got delayed like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's what I'm asking her.
It's hard to say, Craig. It's really hard to say.
She shook the magic 8-ball and says the future is uncertain.
I'm not at liberty to disclose that information.
All right, fair enough. Well, Eric Tritko, you're here as well.
Yep.
That's it?
Guilty as charged.
That's all there is.
Stephen Ewing?
Hey. What's going on?
Jeff Ross?
Hi.
Colin Bird?
Yo.
Cha-cha.
And Ben Sanders?
Hi.
So what we are doing this week, like we last week, if you recall, hopefully you listened to the show. We went over the predictions we made at the end of 2009 for the 2010 year. So we're going to do that again. We're going to try to predict what is going to happen next year, or rather this year in 2011.
This year, yes. This year, 2011.
Yes. We've got a whole 12 months ahead of us. That's a long time. That's like a full year. So we're going to see.
It's a lot of weeks, Craig.
That's a lot of weeks, Craig.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of ROABs.
At some point, we will cross the 100 mark, too.
That's true.
That's a lot of wasted Friday nights.
It might be better if we were wasted.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Bird, we've got you first on the rundown here. What? You've got three predictions.
Oh, I'm first now.
You told me to move you.
cut and paste, my friend.
I don't know. I'm a diva, okay? All right. So
you're a divo? Do you have a plastic hat?
Whip it.
You are a diva in the midnight scene.
Get straight.
Move forward.
Go ahead.
It's not too late.
Make your predictions, Colin.
I'm trying. So for the end of 2011, I predict right now Chrysler's market share is around 9.4%, and historically it's always been around 12 or 13. I think they're going to edge above the 9% mark and get back into double digits and at least get above 10%.
Is he talking crazy smack here, or is this something that's going to happen?
I think it sounds legit.
Eric?
They're finally rolling out new products, so shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Yeah. Plus, Suzuki and Mitsubishi are kind of...
They sell cars?
Who? I'm sorry, a Mitsubishi what?
It's a who?
They bombed the harbor.
One of them damn Mitsubishis.
What you call me?
I used to have a Mitsubishi TV.
I owned a Mitsubishi
car.
So did
I.
Once.
Well, not me, my dad.
I think I had a Mitsubishi stereo in my car.
You know, Colin, I'm going to vote
Mitsubishi?
Up.
No, it was a Ford.
I agree. 10%, that sounds totally obtainable, especially with their new products coming out like the Grand Cherokee and the Durango. Very solid offerings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they're coming out with this kind of stuff now, I could just imagine what they're going to come out with like come July.
You are the fanboy.
What?
You are the Mopar fan.
But still, just from the outside, if they've come up with this, just mostly, you know, fresh, like refreshes, except for the Durango. I think once they come to like a new Avenger, and counting the Fiat 500, I guess that'll be a Chrysler product. So,
and that Lancia K car.
So I think that's pretty much a unanimous. I think the preponderance of votes are in favor. Very good. Now, what is your second prediction, Colin?
Okay. Well, so in December, both the Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Volt went on sale. Actually, this week. Well, sorry, 2 weeks ago. And so, you know, they both have limited, you know, they want to sell around 10 or 15,000. I think for sure the Chevy Volt wants to sell 10,000. But I predict that the Nissan Leaf will outsell the Chevy Volt in the United States. Globally.
Are you
in the United States?
Are you including the Opel Ampera in that?
I don't think that's going to be out next for all of 2011, is it?
The Magic 8 Ball says the future is unclear.
So
my question is. My question was, I think the Nissan Leaf will outsell the Chevy Volts globally and in the United States.
That is a fat load of mule pucky.
Whoa.
Wow, that's strong language.
Harsh.
Michelle, you're in the crucible of the environmental movement. What do you think? You've got your finger on the pulse of the green car, whatever.
Really?
I guess.
Well, I do. I mean, the Leaf, you know, sold out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For 2010. So, the Volt, I'm not, you know, we'll have to see how those sales actually go, but I can't. It's a four-seat car.
How perfect
usual, Eric and Steven are having their own show.
So I did consult the Magic 8 Ball. I asked the Magic 8 Ball a question on the interwebs here, and it says, will the Leaf outsell the Volt? And it says, ask again later.
Once it can answer that.
See, it agrees with me.
It's slightly perfect.
Now, what are you talking 2010 sales, Colin, or 2011?
Well, it's a 2011 model year. So.
This is a prediction for 2011, Craig. That's what this show's about.
Welcome to the show.
We're
this is
ROAB
65.
The Volt may have generated more revenue in 2010.
I'm sorry, what was that word again?
You just
busted everybody's mind.
Is that a rookery, you mean?
I don't understand.
No, because someone paid $225,000 for a Volt. So the total volume, dollar volume of sales was greater in 2010.
Yeah, but it's a Chevy, so each one's going to have like $6,000 on the hood.
Yeah.
So, Colin, third prediction.
Wait, we voting it up?
I'm voting it down.
What do we say?
Down.
Yes, I agree.
I'm voting it down.
And Michelle?
You know, I'm with the Magic 8 Ball. I'm kind of lost on this one.
She abstains. Jeff?
That's an abstain.
I said down.
You said down. That's three downs. Sorry, Colin.
I'm a meh.
We'll see.
Oh, Will, you'll all pay.
Yeah, all right, Colin, what's your third choice here?
I've seen the future. Anyway, so for, you know, the Toyota recalls and all that. So in 2010, Toyota fell from historically, I mean, at that point, you know, for most of our, most of my career, Toyota had been the number two automaker in the United States. Now they're number three.
Their long, illustrious career.
Was it about 3 months now?
I'm speaking in years.
Well, it's 2011, guys, remember.
Yes. It is 2011.
Give him credit.
I predict that Toyota will surge back to be the second place automaker. I'm not saying who they're displacing, but I believe that they'll be in second place at the end of the year in the United States.
All right, let's vote on it. Michelle.
I'm going to disagree.
Jefferson.
Disagree.
Steven.
Thumbs down.
Oh,
Eric.
No.
Unanimous.
Craig is down. Five downs. Mary got typhoid. Sorry,
we'll
Colin.
See. You'll see. You'll all see. You'll all right. pay.
And there's a sound drop.
And
you'll
Jefferson,
all pay.
You'll all pay.
Jefferson Ross, what are your predictions?
My first one, I think the new Grand Cherokee will outsell the Ford Explorer.
It's interesting. Mm. Both of them are new for the 2011 model year.
Yep.
So what's the panel's thought on this? The Explorer is traditionally the best-selling midsize, you know, SUV in the United States.
Correct.
So is the new Grand Cherokee, which is an excellent product. I haven't been in the Explorer yet. Is that going to...
I think the Explorer will still sell more. I do.
The name recognition, maybe?
I don't know if it's just going to be name recognition. I just really think the Explorer is going to outsell the Grand Cherokee, but maybe not by much.
I think the people who were going to the Explorer before, and, you know, as much as they thought it was an off-road truck, and it still is decent, but I think those people will switch over to a Grand Cherokee or maybe a 4Runner.
But at the same time, I think that a lot of people going into Ford showrooms that want a three-row vehicle but are put off by the Flex are going to really like the Explorer.
It seems more accessible to me than the Grand Cherokee.
The Grand Cherokee is a purpose-built off-road. Right. It's more, which is less appealing potentially than.
See, I have to disagree a little just because the fact that the Ford Explorer is sort of like, I mean, it's been known for 10 years as an off-roader, as a fuel inefficient vehicle that I think you're going to have sort of like a, you know, to build inertia on that for 2011. And I think the Grand Cherokee is basically still the same vehicle it's always been. And they both, you know, they both have tremendous historical loyalty, you know, loyalty in consumers. I think the Grand Cherokee.
All right. Well, let's vote on this, Eric. Is the Grand Cherokee going to outsell the Explorer this year?
Yes.
One vote yes. All right, Steven.
No.
No. Ben.
I don't get a vote.
Well, you're getting one now.
Shit. Well, then I say no.
All right, Jefferson. Well, you don't get a choice. Michelle.
Michelle. It's me.
What? It is.
Are
That's
you
your
high,
name.
Michelle?
A simple yes or no. Take a no. dive. Michelle says no. Okay.
And Colin?
I agree.
with
what?
Me.
You I agree with Jeff.
All right. And I vote no. I think the Explorer will barely. I think it'll be a close race. But I think the name recognition and the more mainstream appeal of the Explorer will put it ahead of the Grand Cherokee. So I think that's a voted down, Ben.
Buzz that shit. Yeah.
That's the yeah that gets me.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, your next prediction.
This one was a risky one. I think Toyota is going to try and come back from losing the EV race to Nissan, Ford, Chevy, and everybody else for that matter. I think they will have two EVs for sale by this time next year.
Get into hybrid.
So January 2012.
They will have two EVs by the end of 2011 for sale.
Pure electric, not plug-in hybrid.
Pure electric.
No idea.
Okay.
Pure energy.
Well.
Coal car.
No. they've already dealt their cards, right? So they're building a Toyota IQ EV for Europe, and they're building the RAV4 here, but neither of those are going to be on sale by the end of next year.
This year. By the end of this year.
I don't know. I think they've lost so much ground. I think they're going to come out with some quick, wacky stuff. And
all right. This is his out on the limb choice.
Yeah.
I think.
This is out on the limb, but still.
I'm going to agree with this one just because they're going to call it something like the Model S. So, yeah, it'll you know, they'll have one and you can't see it and it won't really be for sale, but they'll say they have it.
No, this has to be for sale.
I'm with Jeff on this.
You're going to agree?
I agree
All
with
right.
Jeff.
Eric?
Thumbs down.
Colin?
Disagree.
Bean.
I'm going to help out Jeff and say I agree.
Circle gets a square.
I'm going to disagree.
Oh, that's a Tyrusky.
This is why I should not get a vote.
Well, then you then
I'll say no because I'm talking about virtual cars.
That's true. Good point.
Negative.
Sorry, Jeff.
Love you, Jeff.
I'm going to be like Eric from last year.
All right, your third and final prediction,
gotta
have Jeffrey.
Something to shoot for in life.
I think Rayla Hood and Nitsa will fail at getting texting while driving banned.
That's interesting because...
Isn't it already?
Well, on a
state-by-state basis.
Right. On one hand, I agree, but at the same time, I don't know how effective it's going to be.
That's true, because you can just hold your phone down here. And
right.
Offstar was trying to reselect a song for my iPod.
Right. I think if you're talking just about having the ban passed in every state and not really talking about, like, the level of enforcement, I totally agree with you.
Okay. Well, let's vote on this then and see where the people stand. I'm going to go ahead. Nitsa will fail at banning. You know, I'm going to agree with you, Jeff. I'm going to agree with you.
I'm with Jeff.
Eric agrees. Steven agrees. Michelle?
I not only agree with Jeff, but... Okay, are you all sitting down?
Yep.
I agree with Eric.
What?
Was he talking?
He said he thinks it's going to happen on a state-by-state basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I totally agree with him.
And Colin?
I'm going to go out on a limb and disagree with all of you. Because he wanted to ban phones and cars for...
Yeah. No, this guy's a nut.
Yeah.
We need to ban him.
Yeah, say, can we ban Rayla Hood in 2011?
4-1. That's a win, Ben.
All right.
All right, Stephen J. Ewing.
That's me.
What are your predictions?
All right, my first one is, I believe that the Ram brand of Chrysler, the Ram truck itself, is going to go back to wearing a Dodge badge. Because I don't think the Ram brand is going to survive, but I think the product will carry on as a Dodge.
Ram brand? I mean, it's not even, it's just they took the Dodge sticker off. That's all they did.
And it's still, I mean, it's clearly not working. And I mean, I still refer to it as a Dodge Ram all the time. Everyone does. And I don't think that unless they really, really, really fill out the Ram brand product portfolio and establish it as a brand, which I don't think they will, it's not going to survive.
It's always been the Dodge.
Well, I even asked one of the Ram people what they call the Dakota, because technically it's a Ram truck brand.
Yep.
But it's still the Dodge Dakota.
Yep. Yeah. I think it's all going to go back to being Dodge Ram.
But I will disagree with you on this. I think there is something going on behind the scenes that made them choose this decision.
Okay.
And I still think the main thing was to get rid of the Dodge brand, but keep the trucks around.
No, I don't agree with that, but I also disagree with Steven. And
that was just the last part was my personal opinion, but I disagree with Steven J. Ewing on this.
All right.
Well, so your personal opinion is wrong.
Were you going to say something?
That was too much.
I was just saying, even the media, like reading the thing about the GMC Terrain concept vehicle a few weeks ago when that came out, they even referred to its competitors as the Dodge Power Wagon, not the Ram Power Wagon, but the Dodge Power Wagon.
Yep.
I will say that the Ram brand will exist, but they will be Dodge by default.
All right, so you're agreeing.
Yes.
I'm
a three quarters agreeing.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to disagree because I think they're going to be stubborn, wait a year. Ultimately putting the Dodge sticker back on.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree because, I mean, they said that the lifestyle truck would be called, I mean, it's rumored that it's called, like, the Ram 100 or something. You know, they talked about the naming culture. I mean, and they're still technically Dodge vehicles, but they're branded as Ram, so it's a little difficult to say if you're wrong or right next year. Actually, I'm going to go with it. You're going to be right.
Agree.
I changed my mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Michelle.
I'm going to agree with Steven.
Okay. And Jefferson Ross for the loss.
I already disagreed.
Okay. That's a plus.
He told you once.
That's a plus, Benny.
That's a plus.
All right, number two, Steven.
All right, now I have to be clear about this because it can cause some confusion. And this is my big going on a limb one. I think that Suzuki cars will no longer exist in North America. I don't think the Suzuki auto division will be around. Suzuki will continue to sell motorcycles, and Suzuki will continue to sell cars in other markets like Japan, but I don't think that they're a strong enough brand in North America that they're going to stick around.
Because they've got
the thing about it is, like, they've got the Kizashi, which is actually pretty good. They've got the SX4, which isn't that bad. But then, really, the Grand Vitara isn't bad, but no one knows about it. The Equator is a Nissan Frontier. Mm-hmm. And unless I'm missing something, that's it. That's all they've got. And they aren't really marketing the Kizashi. They aren't marketing the SX4 like they used to.
And they sell, 1,000 cars a month?
Yeah, and they are not doing well. So I don't think that it's going to stick around. But the motorcycles will still stick around. Absolutely.
All right, so who agrees, who disagrees?
I disagree.
Michelle disagrees.
I disagree for a really big... First of all, they're getting ready... They're just now starting advertising. And if Mitsubishi is any sign of how long it takes a car brand to die in this country, they managed to hang in all through 2010. And I'm not saying that Suzuki's going to stay forever, because I've been saying forever they were going to go... but I think they'll live through 2011 and leave in 2012.
Yeah, okay. But Mitsubishi at least has new product like the Outlander Sport. Suzuki's got nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Suzuki supposedly has some sort of crossover coming out in the next year and a half. So, I mean, they're thinking about new vehicles. And I just disagree because, to be honest, I don't really know how much it costs an automaker who doesn't have a factory in North America, how much it costs to do an export operation like they're doing. So I don't think it costs a lot, and I think they're still making a profit. So I'm going to say that they're going to still stay here.
All right, so Michelle, you disagreed.
Mm-hmm.
Colin, you disagreed.
I disagree, yeah.
Jeffrey?
I'll agree.
You're going to agree. Eric?
I will disagree.
Disagree, I disagree. I think they're going to stick it out. They're going to be stubborn, like Michelle said.
I just lost.
That's a negative.
Last Ben didn't prediction. Get a vote.
All right.
I can't always say you're right, honey.
I know, sweetheart. I still love you. All right. My last prediction, this one, honestly, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be really shocked. But I think that the Acura ZDX weird crossover thing will be discontinued.
I disagree. Because I think they're going to be stubborn, just like the other two.
Yeah, well, and on the same, I can kind of see where you're going, because Acura, in fact, they just updated the RL, which everyone forgot about.
The what?
The right?
I know. What's Acura?
They're really lame.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, based on sales numbers we're seeing so far in 2010, which was last year.
Suzuki's were outselling the Acura ZDX.
Yeah, I just... Honestly, it almost makes more sense for them to keep the RL and discontinue the ZDX, but I really think the ZDX is not going to live to see 2012.
Okay. Let's vote. Come on, guys. What do you think?
I disagree.
Disagree, Ben?
It's still too new. Like, they've dumped too much money into coming out with it.
Yeah, just think about the way Honda works, the Honda Cross Tour, the Honda Element. Like, even if these vehicles... aren't selling well, they keep them for the whole model.
They could have a dog package on the ZDX.
That would be excellent.
Or a cat fancier's package.
A Maine Coon package.
So that's a negative for you, Jeff. Colin, you are negative as well?
Yes.
Okay. Michelle?
You know, they've already repurposed the stage that they use at the auto shows for the ZDX, but I'm actually going to say that they just won't let it die.
Yeah. So that's a negative. I'm a negative.
I'll be the auto contrarian. I'll agree with Steven.
Okay. That's a net negative, Steven.
Unfortunately, that was not enough for our pal Steven.
Y'all are idiots. That's all I got to say. You go see. This time next year. There ain't gonna be no ZDX.
You need to do the Z snap or whatever.
If I could snap, I would.
Oh my goodness. Eric Tridko, you have got our next list of predictions here.
Yes, sir.
This should be good. What are you going on?
It's not so shocking this year.
Oh, he learned from his mistakes.
Knee jerk reaction, folks. No, all right. What do you got, Eric? What's your first one?
Hyundai will surpass Honda in sales for the U.S.
That's interesting.
Wow.
That's
absolutely Alan. No. No.
Wow. Adamant.
You have to keep in mind.
It's outrageous that you'd bring something up that.
I want to agree, but I at the same time, doesn't Honda sell like a million Civics worldwide?
No. I said in the U.S.
Yeah, but they still sell a ton of Civics in the U.S.
Yeah, they sell,
it's like a kajillion.
400,000?
Yeah.
If you just compare the Civic.
Yeah, the Civic is like half
Civic
Honda.
And, the Civic and Accord just dominate.
Yeah, well, that's all they sell.
I was going to say, but they sell so many Accords. They sell so many Civics. And
they're going to be running at least two plants at full capacity.
Do they have two plants? I thought one was Kia and one was Hyundai.
They are moving. They are running full bore. They're running 22,000 Sonatas a month out of the plant in Alabama, and then they're going to add
the Elantra,
and I think they're planning on 15,000 a month on that. I think at least.
That's ridiculous.
And then they moved the Tucson and the other one to the other plant.
See, I would agree with you if you had said Hyundai/Kia will surpass Hyundai. I mean, that's more of a, you know, that's more of a goal, but it's still very hard to reach that goal.
Here's what I'll say, and this stay with me here on this. If the next Honda Civic isn't wonderful, like isn't absolutely wonderful, I think that in 2012 they would do it. But if the Honda Civic is still a good car,
not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen. But if the new Civic isn't great, then I think next year that Honda or Hyundai will surpass Honda.
Okay. I mean, you just have to think about it this way. They have 4.7% market share. Honda has like 10.1.
I didn't
talking about 4 or 5 year momentum.
I was thinking Honda was under double digit.
No,
market share now.
They're much larger than Chrysler, actually, at this point, and just with those two brands.
The man with all these numbers here, jumbled.
He's like a real auto journalist or something.
I know.
Just with the numbers, I'm sorry. But, I mean, I just look at it this way. Hyundai doesn't have as full of a lineup as Honda. They don't have as ingrained a consumer base. When that Civic comes out, it doesn't matter if it's crappy. It's probably going to be like, you know, the same degree as the new Odyssey. People are going to buy that just, you know.
But have you seen the concept sketches? They look just like a concept sketch.
Yeah, I mean, they don't look like anything, right?
Honestly, though, I mean, the Civic always kind of dictates how Honda does in a way because it's the Civic and the
Accord.
Their
bread and butter.
Yeah, if the Civic and the Accord aren't doing well, Honda's not doing well.
Mm-hmm. At the same token,
that's all anybody buys from them.
Right, because exactly what else do they have
the
that
line?
Is a huge. They have the Ridgeline. The Odyssey does well.
Yeah. The Pilot, too.
The Pilot's not doing as well. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Okay, guys, we're getting a little bogged down on this one, but so let's vote, I think, and move on to the next one. Who says Hyundai will surpass Honda in the U.S. in sales this year? Who votes up? Who votes down?
I disagree.
Disagree. Colin?
I disagree.
Two disagrees. Jeffrey?
Disagree.
Disagree. Naranjo?
I'm just going to stand with Eric on this one just because,
solidarity.
You know, it doesn't matter, but, I mean, I wish they would.
I'll disagree. That's a net negative.
All right.
Roll that guy graphic, Ben.
You'll prove us all wrong, I'm sure of Eric.
Just like I did with Ford and GM sales.
Next prediction, Eric. What do you got?
Toyota will buy Tesla and Lotus.
That's intriguing.
It's intriguing. Yeah,
and I say that because
technically in here it says they're going to buy Telsa.
Oh.
So,
well,
I'm sorry, but
no, it says Tesla.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, it does. Hey, it does say Tesla.
It mixed it sales.
And they're going to sell cell phones.
Right.
Yeah, Telstra. Yeah, check out your Telstra phone down in Australia.
Because Toyota's doing the battery.
My mother asked me today who owns Lotus.
It's an Indonesian company at the moment. Proton.
Is it? Does Proton still own them?
I think they own the majority. I think they at the moment own a majority of it.
Huh. Get Chris Sawyer on the horn. He'll answer.
And I just say that because Lotus looks to be sourcing more and more components going forward, even though they making noise about building their own motors again. Since Toyota has no performance stuff, that could be their journey into performance. And seeing as how they're sourcing other EV stuff from Tesla, it would seem to make sense that they would just buy Tesla and just solve it. So they get a EV, they get a performance, and help rebuild their brand. So that's why I'm saying for 2011, Toyota will buy Tesla and Lotus.
My first reaction, I would agree with you, Eric, just because they're crazy like that.
I disagree. I do, because if you, I'm not going to go into it because it's a way too long to explain, but I disagree.
I also disagree, and the reason is that Toyota has never done an acquisition like that in the history of its of the company. I don't think they're that desperate, especially in 2011. They won't be. Which is now. We are in it.
How soon is now?
But I do agree with you, Eric, that if there is a possibility, they'll buy Tesla. They won't buy Lotus. I could see that happening.
I think, really quick summary, my reasoning is that Toyota's got their hands in a lot of different automakers right now. You know, they've got with Lotus. They've got with Tesla. They're with Subaru. I don't think they're going to actually buy any of them.
Okay. Michelle and Jeffrey.
I would have to disagree along the same lines as Steven. I think they will be too wary of spreading themselves too thin, so I say no.
And Michelle.
Yeah, they love that partnership thing because it makes for good press release. But I'm going to say no.
Racist.
Whoa.
No, it makes for good press release. Look, that's all the Tesla thing was about to begin with. I'm going to say no.
God.
Not to buy them.
Racist.
That's a net negative.
Would you like some noodles?
It's a good press release.
Yeah, who's coming from the white city there? I'm in the LBC. How about you?
Guys, you make it sound so uncultured when you don't know what that means. I'm sorry.
All right, Eric.
I don't work.
Yeah.
What is your final prediction for the... Okay there? Chair technology?
Chair technology may or may not improve in 2011.
Right.
Which is now.
By the end of 2011,
okay,
the U.S. government will have zero ownership stake in General Motors.
This might be insider trading information, you guys. You maybe should not answer because you could end up like Martha Stewart.
I have no knowledge of this. I am just saying that they've already knocked it down to under 33%. Yeah, and the key factor would be to be under 20% because, according to SEC rules, 20% is material ownership. So if they can get under 20%, then they pretty much eliminate any kind of governmental controls. But I predict they want to be free and clear of any kind of government ownership or stigma.
Including the Canadians, or are they going to do a runner on the Canadians?
No, I said U.S. government.
Right. See,
well, okay. I want to agree with you, Eric, but I think for some reason there might be some tiny sliver the government might still have or something like that. But I want to agree with you. I really do. But I have a feeling that the government might be holding on or might not get to sell everything out by the end of the year. I don't know.
I feel you.
Yeah. What Craig's saying is...
No.
What Craig is saying is that...
He loves you. He's just not in
no,
love
I'm
with
gonna,
you.
No, I'm going to go ahead and vote yes.
Okay.
I'm also going to vote yes. I agree with you, Eric.
That's two tucks.
I disagree just for the fact that...
One note for numbers.
They were trying to get below... majority market share, and that's the politically viable thing for the next election. The rest of it doesn't really matter. So, no.
Yeah, all right, Professor.
Does the General Motors. Chewie, plug him into the hyperdrive. <Yeah. laughs> Hey.
Trying to punch numbers into the Nava computer. Fly through an asteroid or a sun.
Different movies, but okay.
Okay. Who's Michelle, right?
Yeah,
and you know what? I'm only going to disagree on this because I think there's going to be some technicalities on some some little thing that will be a hangover for, like, you know, unpaid bonds, like all sorts of other things that probably got slipped in there with the rest of the government, that will take a little bit longer to be paid off. So I'm just going to take Eric, I just completely disagree. You lost.
No, Jeff hasn't voted yet.
Yeah, that was biggest disagreement ever.
But because nothing is ever finalized with the government, I'm going to disagree.
Oh,
there's going to be some pork shoved in there somewhere, and
I don't think it's about stuffing. I think it's more about
what you're saying is that the government is going to continue to be giving GM a proper reach around.
A teat to suckle.
Yes.
Well, no, the government moves like GM does. That's why they get along so well as a couple, because they're, you know, that great big cruise ship. You just can't get turned around very quickly.
Okay. Well, like the Titanic, you just hit something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's a net negative, Eric. We tried. All right. All right, it's my turn now. I've got the last group.
My turn.
No, you're
No. I was making fun of you.
I'm sleepy.
I don't want to make a prediction. Oh God, no.
So my first prediction is that Ford will have some sort of big scandal. Something salacious will come out. Bill Ford with hookers and blow, or something, or some sort of
is
safety
cover-up.
Is this
going to be like a blue dress scandal?
Potentially, yes.
Okay.
I don't know. They've been on a roll lately. Their products are excellent. Their sales are improving. They've got momentum. But I just think I have a sneaking suspicion something is going to come up to not – that it'll be some egg on their face, as it were. Something embarrassing or humiliating.
No.
Okay.
I disagree.
That's one negative.
I agree.
Two negatives.
I agree with you, Craig, because I like defending you.
Well, thank you, Colin.
It's blind faith.
I'm the faithful Roy Bleeder.
That's why they call it the White City.
Oh, my.
Buzz that bleep, Ben.
Wait, I didn't mean anything buzz by it. I was just coming up with another reference because I really have no clue what that means.
But it made me look better, so it's okay. Keep it, Jeff.
So that's a no for you, Jeff.
Right.
Okay, and Eric? Is that a no for you? That's a no. Oh, boy.
And Michelle?
God, you mean like...
Some sort of embarrassing scandal or some sort of defect.
Mark Fields will have an Elliot Spitzer moment.
Yes. Sure.
Oh, they're already like keeping him in a padded room half the time, so I'm...
Such a cute guy.
They don't want his hair.
I love the guy. I'm just saying.
It's because of his hair. It has nothing to do with him. Wait.
He's my hero.
Wait.
He's awesome.
If the scandal includes Mark Fields is wearing a toupee, then I will be great.
That man's hair.
His hair is too perfect.
It is way too perfect all of the time.
Well, if you had that kind of one, you could get it permed every day.
Even with a bad diet, though, yeah, I know.
What?
Okay, no. Let's not even go there. So is that a yes or no? Up or down?
I'm going to say it's going to be a meh scandal, and it's not going to be salacious.
So that's a down.
But a scandal's a scandal, so she says yes.
So that's an up.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
It doesn't matter because it's still a down.
All right, my next prediction is the green fad will start to fade in 2011.
I feel like we've heard this prediction
this is
before.
Like deja vu.
All over again.
Looks like a copy and paste job.
Yeah. Well, I am not a plagiarizer. Colin, if that's
2010 on it.
That was the punchline.
Thanks for ruining that one for us.
I'm sorry.
God.
I can't stop.
Y'all keep pissing me off.
All right, so green fad's going to start fading this year just like it did last year. like it should have last year.
Start fading this year just like it did last year. Can I just edit that sentence for you real quick?
So the green fad will win.
I disagree just for the simple fact that I'm going to pull out numbers again. Right now, gas is around $2.98 a gallon, and predictions are it's going to be around $3.60, possibly $3.70. So you're talking about a 60, 70% rise, almost back to $4 a gallon. So clearly there's a problem. There's a problem with their energy, and I think more people are going to move to green cars. So
all right, negative.
Just go ahead. Everybody say negative. That's fine. I know you want to.
Sorry, Craigifer.
The only reason I would agree with you is because I think as certain laws start getting, you know, put out there, like, you know, SEMA's battling the ones about aftermarket goods that can actually be put on your car and not, like, it's going to make more and more people angry, people having to give up plastic bags, all that sort of thing. They will start, there'll be some sort of, like, a little bit of a revolt against the green car idea. Oof. Like, I'm going to, you know, more and more of that sort of, I'm going to drive what I want to drive, but I don't think they're going to become the ruling force.
I'm going to drive what I want to drive.
Exactly.
You can't burn out a smart car.
I'll turn 18 when I want to turn 18.
Kill two baby seals.
I need some clarification on your thing before I actually give my real answer. By green, do you mean, like, buying cars that get better mileage or buying strictly EVs, hybrids, that kind of thing?
This feeling, I get this sense that everybody is like, oh, green, we got to save the planet now. And this and people buying hybrids as a knee-jerk reaction, you know?
I'm hearing more and more old people start talking about it in a different way, though.
California for you.
It's green.
Excuse me. I host this show called Open Line. And there's people that call in from not just the United States, but also other countries. And I'm hearing from people older than me, like a more green sort of
I will give you a
– talk to real people in California, right?
I'll give you a very politician-styled answer.
So that a yes or no?
Well, what is
the green fad will not fade. However, the sales of EVs, hybrids, and that type of plug-ins will continue to go down because there will be fewer and fewer incentives from the government via tax breaks. So that will cause those sales to drop. However, I think people will still be into the green thing and try to buy cars with better mileage. So
I'm Eric Tritko, and I approve this message.
It's paid for by the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth or something. So that's a negative. Craig has typhoid. Last predictions. Ben will stab me sometime this year for making one too many Hungry Man references.
You are correct, sir.
I'm going to have to agree.
You didn't vote all the way. You're just wishful thinking, Ben. You're jumping the gun.
I'm letting you know.
Yeah, don't call that a prediction. Call that tragic foreshadowing.
You know, I'm going to disagree because if Craig came in to work with me and he started, like, doing that thing he does with his watch, I would have killed him long ago. And Ben has lasted this long. And he managed to get through our road trip.
Craig likes to jangle his watch like a dog choke chain.
Okay, it gets stuck on my forearm like this.
Get it fitted properly.
Popeye some meat. Forearms.
It stretched a little.
So get it fitted properly.
So I have to do this.
Have a link taken out.
Hold it up to the mic, Craig.
But then he doesn't look so rich.
It's a $175 watch. It's not that expensive.
That's a lot of money.
Watches go.
I disagree, but I will say that Ben's cat Watson will probably kill Craig.
Well, over jealousy.
That's a lot of training, Colin.
Well, I'm sure you're already halfway done with it, but
I have to call that a plus there.
All right,
agree to agree there.
All right, we're wrapping things up here. Michelle, you have a rumor though you'd like to share.
I do. TMZ? I think there's going to be something kind of interesting coming this year. I think that there's going to be a big debate about whether or not GM is going to actually allow a foreign holding company to license the Hummer brand, because from what I understand, there is actually a company who is prepared to pay for Hummer itself, but not sell the product in the United States, but market it worldwide. And we're going to have to watch and see if GM actually allows them to do this. They could make a lot of money on this.
Huh. Does Liquidated Motors own Hummer, or does the new GM own Hummer?
New GM still owns all the rights.
Really? That's okay.
All right. Well, we'll just have to see.
Yes. Prediction later this year. Find out in December.
It's not a prediction.
Find out in December. Michelle, great prediction.
great foreshadowing.
Oh, man.
Oh, warning. Here we go.
Warning. Incoming message. Incoming mail.
All right, enough of that. Our phone's ringing.
That's you, right, it is.
You got the hint?
That's a lot of rings, Steven.
That's a lot right, of
who
rings.
Who has called us, and what do they want?
Well, wait, before you guys do that, I got to go. I'm sorry.
Mule Pucky.
I know, I'm sorry.
You still have four more minutes.
I was getting so close, I know, right? I'm sorry, guys.
See you, Colin. Thanks for joining us, Colin.
Bye, Colin.
Bye, Colin.
Catch Colin's stuff at cars.com, kickingtires.com, right?
Yep. USA, yep. USA Today.
That's right. It was
Yahoo.
Yes. Yes.
Pretty much just do a Colin Bird search, and you're going to get some stuff.
Yeah. Cha-cha. Says in the chat, an old man. Right, he says,
thanks for joining us.
Bye, Colin. That's right.
So we dropped one, but our phone rang.
That's right. So we now join this call already in progress.
Hey, guys. Jonathan Brown. There's no way the
Who?
Jeep Grand Cherokee is going to compete sales-wise with the Explorer. They don't even have the production capability to make the sales numbers that the Explorer could do with its production capability. Just my two cents. Hate both vehicles, but just wanted to throw that in there. SUVs, CUVs, they suck. Bye.
I missed part of that.
What? No way. Jonathan Brown is saying, no way is Jeep going to outsell Ford Explorer. Jonathan Brown hates both vehicles, but still.
Condoning the Explorer.
Right.
So he's adding his vote against Jeff.
First of all, they both don't suck. And second of all...
But they're not Corvettes.
You're right. They aren't Corvettes.
Cadillac CTS.
But I agree with him. I don't think the Grand Cherokee is going to outsell the Explorer. Mm-hmm. I think they're both really good crossovers, but I don't think that the Jeep is going to outsell the Ford.
You know what? I love Luke, because in the chat room, he said, they will tie. You'll see.
Oh.
He's so fair
with Luke,
to everybody.
Everybody is a winner.
He's so full of optimism, and one day his dreams are just going to get crushed. Sorry,
God
Luke.
All right. Well, thank you, Jonathan, for your call. We always appreciate it. And anyone else can feel free to give us a jingle on our Google Voice number, the number you can dial in your telephone. Will it work on rotary dials, Ben?
No.
Well, then you got to get your touchtone phone. Hit 1-559-ROAB-411. Again, that is 1-559-762-2411. Again, 1-559-762-2411. Thank you, Jonathan, for your call. We always appreciate it. And very quickly, we're going to do a bit of a rapid fire.
Right. This is sort of becoming an annual tradition.
Well,
this is the second annual Mud Monster prediction barrage. Who's breathing into their mic?
That would be Jeff.
He's not breathing into his mic. He's smelting some ore right now, and he's got it too close to the
I thought
burner.
He was snoring because he fell asleep.
No, I'm here.
So, Mud Monster sent us more predictions at the behest of Ben.
I think we may have a call coming in from Luke.
Well, we'll get to that. If it comes in, we'll get to that right
that
after
was
our predictions.
That was the most disappointing ever.
No, it's...
All right, so Mud Monster has sent us some predictions, like he did last year. He's got some fake ones and some real ones. So first up are the fake ones. Or do we want to do the real ones first? Which is more humorous?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to read them.
All right,
them.
Well, we'll start with the fake ones then.
Oh, my God. You can't spell.
Colonel Saunders will begin to open up a chain of restaurants serving French onion soup and other items. Okay. I know you like chicken, but...
I want to say yes.
But you're actually going to say no.
Yeah, well, anyway. And next...
Stephen Jewing will create an auto company called Hebrew Motors, which will produce vehicles like the Lox, gefilte fish, and Kala.
First of all, it's Kala. And second of all, go fork yourself.
Do Jews use forks?
I wouldn't know. I'm not one.
Is that a subsidiary of Fuking Motors?
Yes.
All right, his next prediction. Michelle Naranjo will launch the new Kath Chat channel and give Joel Fetter a new kitten.
Oh, yeah.
Did he run
I'm
over his previous
I'm going to take Kath Chat to a whole new level in 2011. Just
gonna overtake
you wait.
Open line. What's this kitten reference? I don't understand.
I have lots of kittens.
I know. You're an animal hoarder.
I don't kill them like you.
And moving on.
Jefferson Ross will cause injury or death to someone on a press drive. We tried it with Bowman already in that Edge with the seat flipping and folding. So I believe that. And last but not least, Zach Bowman will be crying and saying, F, still working on the international pickup. Probably. Now his real predictions. Craig Cole will still not understand pop culture. I'm pretty sure he had that one last year. Eric Tritko will somehow have a new Ranger.
No, still have that
still
Ranger.
Have still have a Ranger.
I know, it's hard to read.
Colin will still heart pod cars and somehow cause a massacre on the Metro. Some of these are the fake ones to me.
I know.
Chrysler will begin their healing process. They might not make any profit in 2011, but their image will begin to improve with some of the new vehicles coming out.
Well, they're already making profit, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subaru will become more beige with some of their new vehicles. Okay. Mitsubishi or Suzuki will leave the U.S. market. We've talked about that
That's
already.
That's funny. I think I said one of those.
I think the or is the operative word.
And Roundabout will somehow begin on time. No.
Never.
Well, thank you, Mud Monster, for sending us your annual predictions.
Predictions. In Merca.
Merca. And with that, we can...
5 hours later.
Wrap up this show. So, Michelle, thank you for joining us. MissMotormouth.com. Ms. Motormouth on Twitter.
Yes.
You could say something other than yes. At the
I
plug
can?
Portion.
Yes, she can laugh. Hi, Michelle.
Thank you for joining us, Michelle.
Open line Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern. And there's this podcast I do on Fridays sometimes.
I believe it's called The Roundabout Show. You can find it at roundaboutshow.com.
Yeah.
Double plug for us.
Great. Stephen Ewing of Autoblog.
Hey!
Is that your new meme now?
What's a meme?
May-may.
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 Yeah. Hey, it's me. I'm from Autoblog, and I'm here.
Jeffrey Ross of Autotropolis.
Hi.
Thanks for being a trooper, sticking around here for this marathon podcast.
Yay.
In 2011.
Exciting.
Yeah. In 2011.
What are you working on? That isn't the same as it was earlier.
Yeah. Are you gearing up for the Detroit Auto Show next week?
Yeah, and I'm rewriting my Optima Turbo story because it was so viral that WikiLeaks actually released some crap on us.
That's awesome. We're really happy for your success.
They released crap on you? I'm sorry. A legal problem.
Perhaps they bought a sewage truck in Saskatchewan.
Brown bear.
Why does that sound so familiar?
I don't know. Anyway.
Eric Tritko, Rumblestrip on Twitter, rumblestrip.net, webridestv.com. Got everything?
For all the stuff that's public to the world, yes.
Great.
Public to the public.
Colin Bird. Oh, yeah.
No, he's gone.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's dead.
Yeah. We already gave him his plug.
You
dare give it twice. Don't
stop
you dare.
That right now, Eric.
Ben Sanders of the Roundabout Show to come. Also, Autoline Detroit. The Autoline family of products.
Yeah.
Fine media products.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for getting the show done and edited and everything.
I do my best.
You do a damn fine job. And Ben is one of the unsung heroes. And we'd like to thank him in a moment of silence.
That was precious.
We invite you to watch us live every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 3:30 Pacific if you are out on the left coast, or it would be 4:30 Mountain Time. 5:30
Which currently Mountain Time is Pacific Time.
Oh, because of the daylight.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
During daylight savings time, Mountain Time observes Pacific
Except we're
time.
Not on daylight savings time.
Well, okay, then during daylight savings time, Mountain Time
it's
exists.
It's actually daylight saving time,
and
not
correct.
Plural.
I think I'm on, like, daylight Pacific time.
Yeah, but correct, I don't know exactly what the rule is, but half of the year, Mountain Time and Pacific Time are the same thing.
Mm. Ow, ow! So leave us a voice on Google Voice number.
That is a hot fact.
Ow, ow.
Google Voice, 1-559-ROAB-411. Again, that is 1-559-762-2411. And leave us a message. We really appreciate it. Check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/roundaboutshow. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/roundaboutshow. And if you never want to miss an action-packed episode, and who doesn't, you can subscribe to Roundabout on iTunes or the Zune Marketplace. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening and all of you that have participated this evening. Please join us again next week as we circle the Roundabout. We will talk to you then.
Happy 2011!
Woo! Bye! done.
Get me the... No, I'm kidding. All right.
Recording on your laptop, your MacBook Pro 17-inch. I'm sorry, Apple MacBook Pro 17-inch.
It's a lot of inches.
Everyone's here, right? Oh, my God.
Were you recording that?
From the White City, I'm Colin Bird.
And I'm your host, Craig Cole.
The White City?
That is a nickname for Chicago. Jesus.
I've never heard that.
Wow. Yeah,
I've never heard that either.
I've never heard the White City.
Come on.